The God of heaven does things differently than we would. And I want to give you what he pressed in yesterday morning. At 7 o'clock, I heard put on the TV Daystar. So I turned it on, and it was Joni. She had a guest. His name was Samuel Rodriguez.
It was on TBN last night.
And that was my wife and I both watched a part of it last night.
Wow.
Confirming. So I saw it on Joni at 7 and at like 10 o'clock last
yes.
night. Okay. And of course, most of you may not realize, but when we started the prayer group in Three Rivers, it was called Children of Light. Children of Light. On my way back from my experience 200 miles away, the Lord said, I want you to dedicate what you saw and I heard to the Sons of Light. So now my brain is Catholic, charismatic, coordinates of Children of Light. So I want to make the adjustment to say the Children of Light. And the Lord said, no, the Sons of Light. So all this to tell you that as I was reading and studying the prophetic word, there's a constant reminder about roses, different flowers, different kinds of flowers over the season, but there's also sunflowers. Mm-hmm. And the sunflowers are connected more to me for some odd reason. And that represents sonship. Because the sun flower focuses only on what? Why is it called a sunflower? Flower. Right. It faces the sun. So when you see sunflowers in that vision, it represents people who have already accepted that they are sons of the Most High. Male or female, doesn't matter. And I said to the Lord, what about all this light? And of course, I remember for many years, actually 13 years, that prayer group was going. Many, many times we taught on what the Children of Light are. And I want to take you to a few scriptures. In Ephesians 5:8, St. Paul says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world, in the Lord. Live as children of light. Philippians 2:15, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without faults in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like the stars in the universe. It doesn't say God, it says you will shine. Yes? All right. Isaiah 9:2, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Who is Isaiah speaking of? He's speaking of us and he's speaking of Jesus. John 8:12. Listen to the words. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Where? Within. By the Holy Ghost. When Samuel was sharing in the morning, he pointed out that he was actually overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And literally, his wife was making breakfast, but he was on a trip. What am I saying? I'm saying that when God decides to press in what he wants revealed to his people, He's going to do whatever he has to get through to you. If he has to knock you to the floor, he has to make you dance like a flower in the sun and whirling, whatever. He'll do whatever he has to in order to get through to you. Amen? Now, 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Again, when you're focused on Christ and you radiate his light, what kind of darkness can manifest? Yeah. All kinds of darkness tries, but it cannot because it can't stand the light. Ephesians 5:14. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you or in you. Revelations 21:23. I know I'm giving you a lot, but there's a lot more, believe me. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is the lamp. So, you see, when I'm focused on Jesus and not on the darkness, when I'm interceding for someone, which is what we were doing, we were praying for someone when you saw the vision, okay? I was conscious of my yawn. I was conscious that it happened. Did I understand what it was doing? Absolutely not. But that's why the body of Christ has different parts to it, so that everything combined will give us wisdom and give us understanding of each other and the circumstances in each heart. So now, what am I saying to you? The sons of light are going to bring a lot of different things in the earth when they begin to manifest. You say, well, when they begin to manifest? Yeah. Susan, your vision reminds me of John Paul Jackson sharing about his trip to England many years back. And it was his first time in one particular section of England ministering. And I can tell you that he pointed out, in fact, he actually showed a video of that particular meeting. And while they were having the meeting, they literally lowered the lights, and all of a sudden they saw all kinds of little lights all over the room. Little lights. And he went to the Lord and he said, Lord, what is this? And the Lord said, these are my witnesses. We are surrounded by a witnesses. What are clouds made out of? Little tiny what? Light. Little tiny droplets. Mm. Right? Of water. When they all gather together, we see them as a cloud. But if you were to separate every one of those little tiny particles, they would all be coordinated. So he went to the Lord, and I'm not going to go hunting for it right now, but it is in the scripture where St. Paul is actually testifying and giving a teaching all night long, and the young man falls out of second story window or whatever. And it says, and the lights of were present. So he said, they didn't have electric lights 2,000 years ago. So he looked up the word, and sure enough, it was like little stars, little lights. So what happened in England happened 2,000 years ago to St. Paul, when that young man fell out of the window. What am I saying? Everything that happened in the first beginning of the church is going to be restored. Why did they kill all 12 apostles?
Shut it down.
To shut it down? Was there more to what they knew than what we know? Did they experience greater than we experience? Absolutely. Are we still got more to come of the light of Christ within us? Yes.
I hope so.
I pray we're not done yet. Because if we are, we're a sad case. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
All right. I'll give you a couple more now. Daniel 12:3. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. What do stars do? They shine. They give out light. Amen? 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory. When you're reflecting something, are you the substance or are you receiving something?
Receiving something.
You're receiving something and then it radiates from you. Amen? Are being transformed into his likeness. Ooh. You think there's competition? Yes. Do you think there's an agenda to stop you? Yes. And it says, with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And it's confirmed in Philippians 2:15. I don't want to give you any more because I could keep on going for another hour and you probably would fall asleep on me.
Amen.
What I am saying is that book might be something you could consider getting. I am definitely going to try to get a copy.
What book? I missed it.
Oh, you missed it?
Me too.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, maybe I thought you meant you gave it tonight when I went to the
living room. No, I'll give it to you now. I wrote it down.
Okay.
I am going to have a talk with the secretary, and we won't go to too much information there. Okay? If I give out too much information, I'll get in trouble. You can go on the website. It's called belightbook.com. Be light, all lower scale, book.com. It's hardcover is $16, I think, or whatever. If you buy two copies, you can...
That's the name of the book?
That's the name of the website.
Oh.
Belightbook.com. The name of the book is by Samuel Rodriguez, and The Light of Grace... of Christ will lift up. Okay?
That's the name of the book?
There's only one book.
Be Light is the name of the book.
Be the Light. Be Light is the name of the book. Be Light. B-E-L-I-G-H-T. Be Light. So he's declaring that we need to radiate light. When you and I are radiating light, no darkness will
penetrate.
Or even come close because they don't like it. Amen? So consider that. When they talked about, I didn't have my pad and pencil then, but I understand that Trinity also had it available as a gift. If you sent a gift that they would, you know, mail it out.
Last night.
Yes, last night. I don't know if it's still available today, but that's something that, you know, if you go on a Trinity website, you might be able to get some information there. What am I saying? Being light, being radiating light, it will definitely change your walk and your awareness of who you are in Christ. The more you focus on the one who is in charge, the darkness will not be able to penetrate. Now, that doesn't mean it won't try, but go back and run to the Lord. And as you focus on him, and as I pointed out earlier, you might be pressed to take communion, Don't be afraid of it. You can do this at home,
mm-hmm.
and you can do it when the pressure's on. If it's in the middle of the night, so what? Do it when the Holy Spirit presses you. Because believe me, you're doing this in remembrance of Him.
Yeah.
Got it?
Got it.
Close your eyes. Say, Father, you are the light.
You are the light.
And in Genesis, you released light.
You released light.
Into the earth.
Into the earth.
And you released light into me.
And you released light into me.
When Jesus came in.
When Jesus came in.
There is light in me.
There is light in me.
And it's going to increase.
And it's going to increase.
The more I focus on Jesus.
The more I focus on Jesus.
The more I realize.
The more I realize.
That I am a child of the light.
That I am a child of the light.
And a son of the light.
And a son of the light.
And I will radiate His light.
And I will radiate His light.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let this truth.
Let this truth.
Be a reality to me.
Be a reality to me.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Share some hugs with each other. If you didn't get one yet.